that's strange. And I played dumb. And I said, did you stay with a family by the name of... She said, yes, I did. And I said, and they had 4 children. Well, she said they had 5 because they had a new baby the year I was there. Had a new baby the year I was there, too. That made 4. They had 3 already, and then they had the 4th. And then when she came along, they had the 5th. So I said, and did you ride an old horse by the name of Sam? And an old saddle that you thought could have belonged in the Ark? And she said, yes, I did. Why? And I said, well, I taught there before you did. I taught there in 1922.
What a coincidence.
What a coincidence. Yeah. Everybody around us were listening because they were trying to figure out just what in the world was going on. And I said, I had 6 pupils, and at first we sat around a table. We didn't have desks, but eventually they got desks for us. And she said, ah, well, I had 21. I don't know where they all came from in that 1 year, because she taught there the year after I did. And she taught there the 2nd year. And then the building burned. It wasn't hard for it to burn.
I bet. Made a seat.
Because the stovepipe went right straight up through that ceiling. Well, it wasn't a ceiling. It was through the roof. And it,
what was it made out of?
It was lumber with sheet iron on top.
What? Let me ask you a couple other questions. Yes. When you were bringing the water in on the horse, what did you carry it in? What was it
carrying? In water bags. You know those canvas water bags?
Mm-hmm.
We had one on each side, and we got by with 2 gallons of water. And there wasn't any water close to the school, so we drank the water. We didn't have hot lunches. Everybody carried their own lunch.
Let me ask you a couple other things. You said there was a... How was it heated? It had a... Was it heated?
By a stove.
Okay. What did you burn in the stove?
We burned wood.
Did you ever burn anything else?
No, because they never did get any. We could burn coal, but they didn't bring any coal to us, so we just chopped wood and burned the wood.
What, the black stuff that got would get stuck in the pipe?
The soot?
Is that, and the, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead and finish that soon.
The white stuff that would fall into the bottom, you'd
the
have
ashes?
To, yes.
Oh, you'd have to empty the ashes every day, because that cedar wood made real good ashes. And the stovepipe was straight up, you know, about a 6-inch pipe, and it kept itself pretty well clean. And cedar doesn't clog up with soot like pinyon does.
What is pinyon?
Pinyon? Well, it's kind of like a pine tree, except the needles are shorter. And they're the pinion trees are the ones that produce the pinion nuts.
Okay. I've heard of those, yeah.
Yeah, and they sometimes they are just... Now, back up in the canyon here, they have quite a bunch of pinion nuts, and they're loaded with burrs, but whether they'll amount to anything or not, I don't know.
Let me... I want to ask you some more about that in a minute. Before we get too far along, let me finish just some of your background. Besides the time that you went to Gunnison for college, have you been out of the county? Did you travel outside the county very much? Have you all traveled around the United States?
Oh, we've traveled in several areas of the United States, but we really haven't been really good travelers. Mm-hmm. We couldn't afford to travel.
Yeah. Never been out of the country?
You've no.
Okay.
Oh, we've been down to old Mexico.
Okay.
But that's as far. And we've been clear over to the eastern coast, Washington, D.C., and in Virginia and South Carolina.
That's where I'm from.
And down in Arizona, New Mexico, and on the Utah, part of Oregon, Nevada, part of California.
Okay.